environment. Today our reporter Barry Lenehan has more for us. And Barry, remind us, this is something that you've looked at here on the programme before.
That's right, Mary. Back in the first week of December, I looked at how the Department of the Environment was transferring management of the Leader Rural Development Programme and also the social inclusion funding from community partnerships and local development companies over to local authorities, really giving the councils more power. And the people I spoke to then in Dublin's inner city and on the island of Inishbofin, they warned that these changes would have devastating consequences, including privatisation of the community sector, as well as loss of services, loss of funding and redundancies.
People don't know where they stand or anything like that. I'm 14 year in the... community after schools. I left school when I was 14 and now I'm at a complete level 5 in childcare. But, like, you don't know, like, each day, like, you don't know what's going to happen for the next day or anything like that, you know what I mean?
The project closed then, like, we go work on the lab, we're going to get, like, 100 quid, like, that's what's that going to get you? But the other kids in the project, they'll be going work on the streets now, nothing, playing with their fingers on the streets.
Well, I'm 62 years old, and I lived in Buffon all my life. Well, my message would be, if you want to see how we live, come out and live with us and see what we go through to live in a place like this. I know everybody is saying they're wasting money here, there and everywhere, but we won't go into that. But I'm sure they could find a few bob somewhere that is funded, you know.
And now, 4 months on, Mary, it looks like some of these consequences are set to become reality.
Are they? Why? What is happening?
Well, there are 50 local development companies, or LDCs, across the country. They're really, I suppose, one-stop shops for the delivery of state-funded community services, Mary. 2,500 people are employed in the sector, and they offer a range of supports, from childcare and youth development to helping the long-term unemployed. A central plank of these groups' funding was the Community Development Programme. It's being replaced from a new fund by a new fund from the 1st of April called SICAP for short. But this funding, SICAP, was the subject of a competitive tendering process. So basically, community groups had to tender a few weeks back to see whether they could provide a service in their area. The local authority decided who won the tender. And in some areas, community groups had to go up against each other to try and win the contract to deliver projects in their locality. Now, many of the groups had to put their workers on protective notice going into Christmas, as they didn't know whether they'd have jobs come April because of this competitive tendering process, and the results of this were revealed yesterday.
And what are the results?
Well, at least 5 community groups or local development companies lost out in this tendering process, Mary. So they include the Waterford Leader Group, Forum Connemara, Fingal Leader Partnership in Dublin, Ballymun Partnership and the Rathmines and Pembroke Partnership. In each of these cases, another group in the vicinity won the contract to provide the services covered by the SICAP funding, which would provide offering services to the travelling and Roma communities and also long-term and youth unemployed. So these 5 groups, they're now facing closure with the loss of around 50 jobs. Now, while all 5 provide other services too, the money from social inclusion, SICAP, is a core and vital element of their funding. I suppose, really, Mary, it's like a house of cards. Take one card away, the whole house collapses. Now, Richard Costello is a community development officer with one of the groups affected, the Rathmines and Pembroke Partnership, where there are set to be 16 redundancies.
They're pretty devastated, really, and they're angry and they're annoyed, and there's a huge degree of uncertainty. The announcement was made yesterday morning, first thing, and to be honest, being around the partnership yesterday was just not a nice place to be, looking at all the workers facing that kind of uncertainty. You know, we've been working in the community for a long time across a range of different initiatives, working with older people, people long-term unemployed, people need access to training, disabled people, all the people that, you know, the kind of work that we've been doing would benefit from our activities. So, you know, in the wider community context, you're probably talking in the thousands. Administratively and bureaucratically, it might make sense on paper, but the reality is, on the ground, community is going to suffer. Workers have been, it looks like workers are going to be made redundant. And ultimately, what the government was trying to achieve is not going to be achieved with this kind of process.
But Barry, will the services still be delivered? What about the groups that won these contracts? What's the scenario that they are now facing?
I suppose yes and no, to put it in one sense, for the groups that won the tender for the PsyCap funding, they'll now be taking on a greater workload, but they'll be getting less money. So 28 million is being allocated for PsyCap for the rest of the year. 48 million was allocated for the equivalent fund last year. And they're also trying to provide a service to more people to make up for the groups that will no longer be there. Now, the trade union SIPTU is claiming that the Department of the Environment has ignored a Labour court ruling to engage with community groups on issues around redundancy and whether any of the groups from the five affected LDCs could be transferred elsewhere. And as a result of this claim, it says its members of the five unsuccessful groups are to ballot for industrial action.
One of the groups you visited when we reported on this last year was the island of Inishbofin off the Galway coast. What's the outcome for them? What's the latest for the community there?
Bit of uncertainty there too, Mary, it has to be said. When I visited Inishbofin before Christmas, there was a fear that the community centre there, which provides a range of services from free internet to lobbying for the retention of the island nurse, there was a fear that that community centre might be forced to close as its funding would be decimated under the new PsyCap fund. Today, a small bit of relief. There's going to be a new fund for community projects on the nine non-Gaeltacht islands, such as Inish Turk, Inish Boffin and Bear Island off the Cork coast. That fund is going to be operated by the Department of the Arts and the Gaeltacht. But this was announced this morning in a vaguely written press release, Mary, with no indication as to how many allocated to the islands. Now, Simon Murray is project coordinator of the Inish Boffin Community Development Office. We heard from him back in December. And today he says that while there's great relief on Inish Boffin, there are still many questions to be answered.
Great news insofar as that we now know that there's going to be a continuation on the islands, the non-Gaeltacht islands, across the five CDPs after the 1st of April. As you know from talking to us before Christmas, it was a case where as of the 31st of March, we didn't have a future. Redundancy notices would have been issued in the last few weeks because we're all expecting to be out of work by the end of March and that the CDP offices would be closed down. So now it looks like that has been changed for the better, and hopefully that we now can establish a more solid platform and a continuity of a government department. This is just a press release, as you've read yourself, this morning that came out from both departments, and it's obviously a little bit vague, so the devil really is in the detail. We know nothing of the budgets, for instance, so I guess until we hear more, and I mean it is very much an immediate announcement today, and we're waiting for the detail.
And that was Simon Murray there, Community Development Officer on Inishbofin, ending that report from Barry Lenehan. It's